when President Obama declared a red line against Syria and said, if these chemical weapons, if these chemical attacks continue, that's it. We're done. We're getting involved. And we did nothing. And we know now that there have been several of these attacks since then.
Well, he went to Congress to get permission to do.
Yeah, but when you're the commander in chief, and you put that out there and you say there's a red line, this is our red line, the buck stops with you.
You're not supposed to be able to do it without Congress.
That's not true. It's not a declaration of war. It's not a declaration
of war. Let me say, can I just wait
48 hours?
It is true. If he had not gone to Congress, President Obama, they would have impeached him.
That's not true. It's not unconstitutional to do that.
He was
out to get him.
I thought they had 48 hours, according to to alert Congress after making the decision, and they could stay there for 60 days without congressional approval.
Can I just say this, please? Can I clear this up?
There was an amendment.
Can I clear this up about the law? Because the bottom line is, if you look at the War Powers Resolution of 1973, it made it very clear that a president cannot unilaterally act like this without Congress. And there are good reasons for that. In 2001, after 9/11, certainly it was broadened. Those powers were broadened, but only to the extent that the national interests and that basically there would be a direct attack on the United States. President Trump did not have the authority to do this without Congress.
I actually do think this was a bold move. And I don't think the timing that he was meeting with the Chinese president was also. He wants to show might in the face of Korea, North Korea. And South Korea.
You know,
North Korea. It was North. He wants to show
North
the
Dakota.
Might of what he could do.
North Dakota.
In regards to that. And I think this showed a decisive step. When the Chinese president is here,
I think it showed someone that was willing to unilaterally act without Congress, and we've got to be very careful with that, because what is his plan?